I'm not sure how to harness my meandering thoughts into words and sentences that make sense. So I'll start with what I know. We are all in search of a story that explains who we are. As Joan Didion wrote, we tell ourselves stories in order to live. We are made not only by the stories we tell ourselves, but by the tales of others, the stories they tell us, and the stories they tell about us. The first story I was told about myself, other than the one about how my mother watched as the doctor pulled me out from her insides, is that I was a mean, mean baby. I came into this world with my mouth pulled into a perpetual snarl. I was born with a glower, my face defined by a heavy brow that adults coveted. But on a child, an infant no less, my face looked judgmental, scrutinizing. No one knew quite what to make of it. When I arrived home from the hospital, only one of my three sisters, Katie, who is 5, was waiting in our driveway. Mimi, age 12, and Lizzie, almost 2, were elsewhere. Katie rushed out to meet me, my mother holding me on her lap. Katie asked if I was a baby doll for her. No, I wasn't, my expression said. A few days later, some of the neighborhood kids came over to meet the new Beitner child. Within minutes, they left screaming, warning anyone who would listen, do not go over there. The Beitners have a mean baby. Can you imagine? Have you ever heard an infant described in this way? What could I have done? I was just days old, an infant with a snarl. I only wanted someone to pick me up, I think, or put me down. But instead, they all went and gossiped. From the very beginning, I was misunderstood. Nevertheless, the label stuck, as labels are wont to do. What people call you does matter. The words we use hold weight. We say this sometimes as lip service, but it's true. It's like having a sticker affixed to your back that the rest of the world can read, but you can't. Before I could even speak, I was told who and what I was. I was mean. In my defense, I did not have a proper name for the first few years of my life. My birth certificate reads simply, Baby Girl Beitner. In babyhood, I was given the nickname Baby Bear. My mom said they called me Bear because I had such a furry head that they would have to rub it to make way for my forehead. I used to feel bad about this bit of my history until I read that Rene Russo was born with the same affliction. Eventually, my family started calling me Blair, after Blair Moody, my mother told me, a U.S. senator and circuit court judge from Michigan whom she admired. This was funny because I was so moody. To this I say, be careful what you name your kid. I remember being a Blair because they would all spell it out whenever they talked about me, as though I wouldn't piece it together. B-L-A-I-R was mean, or B-L-A-I-R wants to come. This continued until I was 3, when I went to preschool and needed a legal name. My mother decided to name me Selma, after her much-adored friend, who died around the time I was born. In the Jewish tradition, babies are never named after a living person, and this seemed like a fitting tribute. The other names in contention were Ethel, Gretel, which I would have liked, Marta, Martha, and Gwyneth. Gwyneth. To think, I could have been one too. There came a point where I loudly proclaimed, when am I going to get one of those names? Referring to my sister's nicknames of Ducky, Precious, and Princess. I wanted a pretty name, but it was not to be. From this point forward, I was Selma Blair Bear Beitner, though my mother eventually removed the E from Blair because she said it was too pretentious. And there you have it. For my entire life, I have been both Selma and Blair. My two names would come to define me as much as the stories around them.